the greatest city in the world. This is Tanya and Steve. We get up, we get dressed, waking up Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's Tanya and Steve.
Morning, welcome to Tuesday.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Bloody feel fresher. Got that vaccine off a guy at the pub last night for $12.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well done.
That's how I'm right.
All right.
I'm so good as gold.
We'll be advertising for a new co-host, right?
Yep.
I'm feeling a bit slippery.
Yeah.
No, he said it was good.
Okay.
70% success rate.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it a COVID vaccine?
Oh, that's not what he called it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here we go. Another change day as far as the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Flights are coming.
Yep.
That was so good to see on the news last night, wasn't it?
Isn't it great? We can Melbourne. Leave the country but go nowhere.
Oh, no. No, but having all those people fly into Melbourne yesterday.
True.
From
the
Melbourne.
The world is opening up a little bit.
I saw a story on Wodonga Caravan Park. They said they pretty much haven't had a visitor for 6 months, and then last night the place was full, which is a good story, like that, hearing that sort of stuff.
That's a lot of thongs in the toilet.
Yes, it is.
Actually, Mike knows there's a family, now that you mentioned Wodonga Albury,
yep.
They just took possession of, like, whatever it is, the country in, you know, the country,
yep.
Comfort, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
2 weeks before COVID hit. And they had to close.
Isn't it bizarre how many stories we've heard?
I know.
People month out, 2 weeks out before COVID hit, started new businesses.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Maybe it happens all the time.
Well, I was going to say, it probably happens all the time. We've just got a marker
in
history. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yes, all right, they're flying into Melbourne.
Out of Melbourne. Both ways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're all happy now, aren't we? Until we go up the Gold Coast or Noosa going, oh, bloody Victorians! And their pasty white skin.
Hey, I said to Steve yesterday, if you are planning on going north, quickly do it before the Sydney siders are allowed up there, because they're going to book everything out.
Yeah, and the Victorians, mate. Don't get me started. I hate them already.
Is everything going up, you think, in price already? Is it already in a price gouging?
Yes.
Yep. Is it?
Yes, I can add 500 to a 4-day stay in the Gold Coast since last week.
Really?
Because I know you've been kicking around.
Well, I've been waiting with all the Adelaide openings. I've been just sitting there on hold, so I've got to get going now.
You do.
Before they release the Sydney mob.
Well, there's another 4 million that'll be, you know, over the Christmas break.
At best, we all just best stay together. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to book a 3-bedder and any 4 million from Sydney. Here you go. Throw in 10 bucks and you can crash here.
Mm.
It is like that.
Mm.
And same with everyone in my situation, as well as waiting, putting off, waiting.
Well, you're just sort of scared that things will change again.
Mm.
Can't think like that, though. Got to be positive. Onwards and upwards.
Yeah, you know, they close Adelaide. I thought BJ was going to come with me.
Yeah.
But they opened up Adelaide again, and now we can go down and see his
cousins.
Poor BJ.
Doesn't sound very exciting.
Oh, right. What do you mean? What are you saying?
Adelaide or Gold Coast? Tough decision.
Tough for a kid. Morning, Dabba Dave.
Hello,
guy.
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good.
The Premier has some explaining to do over claims she didn't self-isolate while waiting for the result of a COVID test. So Gladys Berejiklian had a croaky voice last Tuesday. As a precaution, she got tested, but while she was waiting for the result, she went to meetings with colleagues. Now, she got the result back 2 hours later, and she was negative. Now, the official advice from New South Wales Health is that anyone who has a COVID test must self-isolate until they get a negative result. The Premier's office denies she did anything wrong because at no stage did she have any COVID symptoms. They say she didn't actually require a test, but technically that's besides the point. So she'll cop some heat on this one today, I think. Not a good look, especially for Gladys, who's always said, any mild symptoms, get tested. So she's been leading from the front on this one.
Yep.
Give Jodie McKay something to say.
Yep.
Meantime, Queensland's Premier could announce today whether her state is opening up to Sydney-siders and Victorians. Anastasia Palaszczuk is meeting with her chief health officer this morning to review the restrictions. New South Wales has now gone 30 days with no mystery cases. Victoria will hit that milestone on Friday. While Qantas boss Alan Joyce says when we eventually travel overseas again, there'll be one requirement that is non-negotiable. You will need proof you've had the COVID vaccine. It'll be a condition of getting on one of his planes, no ifs or buts. He was asked on A Current Affair last night whether we'd need a jab to fly domestically, and he said we'll have to see what happens.
Mm.
So like a COVID vaccine passport in some sense.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a little visa in you.
It's no different to, I see it, as like back in the day when you'd go to, for instance, Malaysia. And that, I mean, a vaccine these days is a needle. Mm. Back in those days, it was branding.
Yeah.
You know, I'd go to school with kids.
Pronged things.
Yeah, I'd go to school with kids who were roughies. And they'd have these, they were literally a branding for life.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as any different to that. Different countries.
I think it's just like when you have to give your dog things to put in kennels.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Like
kennel cough.
Parvovirus, yeah.
Yeah, have a jab and get in there so no one else catches it.
Don't you think even in the future, maybe like teachers and professions, they'll all have the proviso that they have to have the vaccine as well?
Probably.
Potentially.
We are going to go through the argument, though.
Yeah.
There will be people, the anti-vaxxers, who say, you
it's
know,
my choice.
It's my choice. And it is their choice.
Yeah.
But they probably just won't be able to do everything that the rest of us that do elect to have it will
exactly.
be able to do.
And that argument won't come out until we all start growing a third arm.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was a survey, last week, I think, about the vaccine and whether you'd be keen on getting it. And I'm sure it was about 50-something percent who said definitely yes, they'd get the vaccine.
Yeah.
A fair chunk said, I'll think about it. And about 7-8% who said, no way.
Yeah.
Now, for the vaccine to work, I think 95% of us need to get it. So if there's that definite no, 6-8%, that's a worry.
Yeah.
So,
and you do, as we all talk about the human rights and everything, if it's like you get down to where you can't get on the plane, well, that's up to the company. But eventually, if the government are saying you can't do this due to jab, you get into all sorts
of... Yeah, it's messy.
Yeah, messy stuff, yeah.
And Newcastle Council has some big ideas on how to turn the city into one of the country's premier tourist destinations. So there are some short-term initiatives to start with, doing up the city's ocean baths, improvements to Bathers Way. Medium-term ideas include pushing for more routes out of Newcastle Airport, upgrades to Glenrock, and the big ideas, extending the light rail, a major sport precinct at Broadmeadow, and a waterfront convention centre at Honeysuckle. Still think we need a theme park in there.
Totally
somewhere.
Agree.
Yep, but what else do we need to make our city an even better tourist hotspot?
You know, when I was coming down Union Street the other day and I was stopped at the lights at the workers, the old workers club, whatever it's called now.
Mm. Yep, next.
And next. Thank you, Bryce.
No worries.
Turning left there, as you look towards the harbour, there are two buildings that have got these amazing murals. They're kind of like 3D murals.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there thinking, you know, if that was part of the landscape, you know what I mean? More kind of building art, because some of the buildings are disgusting.
Mm.
But that kind of thing, I'd travel to see a town that promoted themselves as like a bit of an art.
Well,
you know what I mean?
People go to San Francisco just to see those four houses in a row.
The painted houses, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's
or Melbourne with the beach house. Yeah, so I know what you
Brighton,
mean.
Brighton, all the coloured. Yeah, I get it.
We need something, though. Something big that
something
stands
big.
Out. That
I know. I'm just talking about little things that can add to the colour of the city. I don't know. What do you think?
I like the idea of the waterfront convention centre. I think, something, a really impressive, striking-looking building right on the waterfront would look amazing.
Yeah.
We're the ultimate position for a Disneyland theme park, though, you know, out of the city, like as all of them are.
Yeah.
You know, the big ones.
There was that talk down Lake Macquarie, that guy that's still plugging away
at
that.
Down at Morissette near the golf club.
Yeah. So he's doing something.
He's got a big wet and wild kind of place happening.
And there's still all that land, the old BHP site, which is still vacant. I'm not sure you'd want to have water slides overlooking piles of coal, but... Yeah.
you might. They'll probably... That's part we'll call it. Industrial world.
Anyway.
But it would be nice to have something there.
Yeah.
Though, we often forget of how much Port Stephens and Hunter Valley has to offer.
Oh, yeah,
we
that's
are
true.
Quite a tourist place anyway.
Exactly.
It's about getting them into town, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Well, Tanya and I are going to go out and do some wall art. we'll get in here, won't we, mate?
Right now it's time for...
Rockin' Recorder Ruse Day.
Just in this moment, something just happened. I realised I'm at the lowest point of my radio career. What's that I hear you saying? Really? Gee, hasn't that week gone fast? It's Tuesday!
Hey,
I mean, Ruse Day.
It is Ruse Day. And can I just say that you don't want to wait and let other people guess before you, because the tickets up for grabs today are the Sunset Sounds, which is the Rock and Roll Back in the Hunter, Saturday, March 27 at Roche Estate.
Right.
Tickets go on sale today. We're giving tickets away right now.
Yes, 1-333-53. It's a great lineup. Daryl Braithwaite, Ian Moss, Thirsty Mert, Richard Clapton. The list goes on. 1-333-53. All you've got to do is guess this song that Tenure's about to play on the recorder.
Now, Steve, whilst you were out of the studio, I tried it on those two.
Yeah, Rise and Nick.
Rise and Nick.
We've got names,
And can I also tell you that even Nicky got it?
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's how...
Well, you know when the dumbest one on the team gets things, that there's hope out there, isn't it?
We did have to sing the song for a good few bars to, like, finally get it, though.
Don't admit that, because Steve will hear the first bar and know it.
Yeah, okay, so, all right, I'm keen to hear this. We've got Brendan's ready to play, right?
Okay, Brendan, you're going to nail this. I know you will.
All righty.
Okay, Brendan, both of us, mate, here we go. I'll have to write it down,
because I
don't want to rob your chance.
You ready?
Yeah.
Count me in, Brendan.
One, two, three.
Yep, that Steve? Was... Yep. Steve, you got it?
I know it. I actually do know it.
Can't get deep.
Might be an A and a B, you miss it.
Brendan, what is it?
I cannot for the life of me get the name of it. It's on the tip of your tongue.
I tell you what, they're a huge band. We've just had a big announcement.
Shut up, Risey.
Okay, sorry.
Oh my God, he taught. I've got it.
You've got it.
You want me to tell you what it is?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to write it down.
Brendan
here.
Doesn't know.
We might
sorry.
Have to move on
to... too, Steve.
What's that, buddy?
For Steve. Good on you, Brendan. Have a good day.
Yeah,
I'm right.
Yep, Steve's got it.
Okay. What about John at Newcastle?
G'day, John. Did you hear that, or do we have to play it all again?
What do you mean, do we have to? Oh. Would you like us to, John?
Sorry. Are you talking to me? I was just... Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
I've got to turn the radio off.
Give us
your child of mine.
Oh, he did it.
There you go.
He did it.
For a minute there, I thought John was ringing 2HG for a traffic report.
Well done, John.
Wait, hang on a minute. I don't know. I'm trying to get through here, but someone's with a recorder.
John, you've scored those amazing tickets. Sunset Sounds presented by Triple M. Rock and roll back in the Hunter. Tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock today. You've got them for free.
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you what, and you know the Foo Fighters are famous for it, but what about, because we're just a bit, it's the Gunners thing and all that's going on, right?
Yeah, so topical.
Imagine you come...
Well done, Tanya.
It's topical.
A-plus for you.
Thank you.
She loves a topical, folks. It's a bit of a behind-the-scenes thing, but anyway... Imagine if you got the chance to go on stage with them.
We're working on that. I didn't want to blow it, but behind the scenes, that's what we're working on.
No, Jenny, you missed it. I was joking.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
It will.
No, it won't.
Aww.
No, I don't want you to lie awake at night thinking you're going on stage with the Gunners.
Come on, Risey, play me out.
All right, let's have a listen.
Okay, let's go.
Nailed it. Unbelievable. You're sure you didn't just play the music? Were you part of that?
I played the recorder version.
It
there,
just
Steve.
Blended in.
I know.
You know the thing you need to worry about, though?
What's that?
When you're on stage and you're doing that, and then suddenly this red dot comes onto your forehead.
And I'll go, Steve, get out. I reckon I nailed it.
But to soften it up, it will only be a slingshot, of course.
Yeah, definitely. Nah. Today.
Thank you, technology.
Textpert Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au.
Just no.
Hello, Trev.
Good morning.
Just no. No more streaming services.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. Oh, my goodness me. You know, Netflix, Stan, Disney+, KO, Tubi, Hey You. I've forgotten some, but then yesterday. BritBox. Oh, Binge, yes, good point. BritBox. So BritBox is a partnership between the BBC and ITV, two big UK TV channels, for a pure British content. So if you've ever had Foxtel, they used to have a channel called UK TV.
Yep.
Kind of like that on stilts. Yes, Minister, French and Saunders, Midsummer Murders, You know, there's the Queen, there's Blue Planet from Attenborough.
I'm guessing that's throw a bit of Doctor Who around.
Every Doctor Who doctor mm-hmm. is there. But I'll tell you straight up, I searched for the Bill. It's not there.
Oh.
Very disappointed. But that's just me. But there's plenty to see. It's $8.99 a month, or they've done what Disney have done and gone, you know what, you can pay for a year, $89.99. So you're kind of getting it cheaper over the course of 12 months, which I think is smart, because if you're into this kind of content, you're going to have this for the year, no dramas, because who doesn't love a British, you know, crime drama like The Midsummer Murders?
All the sitcoms, I'm sure they'd love to bring Love Thy Neighbour back.
Yeah.
Well, some mothers do have them.
Yeah, you obviously.
On the buses, I got you, butler.
Hey, just while we're talking about the, and can you just download this onto your smart TV, by the way?
Yeah, it's actually on a whole range. Like, it's on FET, it's on Samsung, but most importantly, it's on your iPhone and your Android phones as well.
Okay. Last night, funnily enough, in the menu bar down the bottom of my Samsung TV, Samsung TV Plus popped. Now we
here we go, another one.
Another one, Trev. What is that one?
I don't even know.
Well, Samsung TV Plus, it was there, and we clicked it, and then all of this content came up, and, yeah, it wasn't charging us for it.
Well, game on for the Tanya household.
Mm.
You know what, I actually kind of object to those ads. Like, I'm looking at my Samsung right now as an ad for Optus Sports there. I'm like, yeah, I didn't pay for this TV. I'm reviewing it. But if you paid for your TV, I don't want ads in the menu bar.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit offended by that. But anyway, that's a whole other world of problems.
All right. And throwing away our food is taking on a different look.
You know what? I thought this was a bit silly, and then I used it. It's coming out in mid-December, the Breville Food Cycler. Now, if your household's anything like mine, we have food scraps, and a lot of them, whether it's from, you know, banana peels to the tops of strawberries to, you know, you name it, it's food scraps. And the amount of rubbish we throw out every week is quite extreme. So we've started using this food cycler. We've got a little tub that sits on the kitchen bench, 2 litres of food scraps it'll take, and we're basically doing that every single day. Put it in this food cycler overnight, which we've put in the laundry, press a button, and over a course of 6 to 10 hours, it turns 2 litres of food scraps, everything from meat to eggshells to fruit and veg, into just these kind of little chips. They call them eco chips. It's like literally a handful of these eco chips at the end of the process. And I've just been dumping them on the garden, or you can throw them out if you want, but basically reducing the physical amount of waste. It's brilliant.
Okay.
How much are they?
It'll be $5.99, as I said, out in mid-December. If you want to cut back on landfill, then bingo. Because even food takes a while to actually biodegrade and break down.
No, I'm sorry, Trevor. I believe I only paid $15 for my bin the other day. So I'm afraid the price needs to come down a little bit.
It's probably.
I had a lot of people say, get a worm farm. Yeah, okay, good. I don't want a worm farm. I'm happy with the gadget.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, thanks, Trevy.
I'm off to investigate Samsung TV Plus. I'll report back.
Well, that'd be great because it's there. It's not charging us, and where we can watch like all these different movies and everything last night.
I'm obviously interested, but I'm more annoyed that you know about it than I don't.
Not happy.
And there you go. That's another reason to listen to our show, because our tech segment turned into showing how Trevor's roses are blooming now.
Trevor Long, he's from EFTM.com.au. Check out his website today. That's everything for the man, everything technology related.
And can't you just throw your food scraps into the garden?
Into like the green? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just throw them out the window of my car.
I know you
heard about that.
I didn't want to mention that. But,
And you might notice there's lots of sides of trees down the roads blooming because of it.
Tanya and Steve, Newcastle's Triple M.
Christmas has come early.
It certainly has. A lot of people are just giving up and putting up trees and decorations.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. I love it.
Although I did mention the other day, like you and I, because we are Christmas monsters, I did say, bugger COVID, going early. And Karen, as we mentioned earlier, we're out, pointed out to me, you go early every year.
I know.
I went, that's COVID.
Well, look, today we want to talk to you about something we've been discussing here in the studio, and that is Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Now, every year we say, let's not do presents.
And you do.
And every year I do.
Yes, you do.
So the guy thought it'd be fun to do Secret Santa.
No, I think you'll find Nick thought it'd be fun.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
But we're curious to know how other people do their Secret Santa.
Yep.
Like, do you make it a gift that matters, or do you go fun? Like, do you put a $10, $20, or do you go, no, let's do $50, yep, so it's a proper gift that really someone wants, rather than a cheapie that it just gets thrown away or thrown in the corner? So how do people do Secret Santa?
133353. We'd love to talk to you now.
I never find it ends well in anyone's boat. To be honest, like, if it's okay because it's the four of us and we know each other.
Yeah.
When you're in a big staff environment, say,
and
you get a name you barely know, and then you've got to spend $50 on them, or worse, you get someone who barely knows you and they buy you a $50 thing you've never wanted.
Exactly.
Yeah, it just ends well.
Yeah.
Or badly, rather.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
Well, that's what we want, though, advice on how best to do this.
Yep.
Because we started off yesterday going, well, let's make it a stupid present and have a limit of $19.99.
Yep.
But then overnight I thought, well, is that going to just, is that a waste of time and money? Should we do what we normally do and up the ante?
Do the 50.
Do a 50 so that we're all getting a decent present.
I think funny and 50, but 50 cents.
Good luck with that.
And that way none of us are disappointed.
My family have just done Secret Santa in the last year. We've always had to buy for everyone, but it's just getting too big, too much. And we did a $50 limit this last year.
And?
But because we all know each other well,
that's
and what we
I'm
might
saying.
Like,
it was, good.
We were, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It worked out better
completely
than ever.
Completely different if you know the people.
But yeah, big office environment's tough. We've got
hello,
Catherine.
I think Catherine might be onto something I like here. What is it, Catherine?
Hi, we do Evil Santa.
I love it already.
Wow, how does that work, Catherine?
So you get, like, do a $20 limit,
and
you can either buy a nice present or an evil present. And it all goes in the middle, so you don't, it doesn't get, and everybody gets a number, and then you go around as per your number, and you get to open a present, and then you go back around, everybody opens the present to see what you've got, and then you go back around, and then people get to swap or steal somebody else's present.
Ooh.
So you either get to steal, like be evil and take somebody else's present, or you get to try and keep your own present. But whoever gets, like, the last number is pretty much the winner, because they get to be evil or kind. So they get the, you know, the pick of all the presents at the end, basically.
Sorry, but Catherine, we work in media. That sounds like it ended in a bloodbath.
I work in social work. It doesn't end in a bloodbath.
There you go.
That's fun, though.
It does. It sounds like there's a lot of legs to that. Yeah. Have you been evil, or did you get something great last year?
1 year I actually put, like, an old pair of joggers in, and I didn't let anybody know, but I put a $20 gift card underneath.
And I
watched everybody fight over these old joggers, and it was hilarious watching everybody trying to palm them off and trying to get rid of them. And in the end, this guy was spewing because he thought he ended up with these old stinky pair of shoes.
That underneath
there was actually a nice $20 gift card for a bottle of.
Oh, Catherine, you should be the angel with the tree up your butt. You really should be at the top of the tree on there.
Please take that as a positive, Catherine.
Yeah, I think she's trying to be nice.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, that's right.
We're the not angel asking on you to, the top of the tree.
We know what you mean, but it did sound a bit like we were asking you to bend over. Now we've got Sam. We've got Sam here. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
How do you do Secret Santa, Sam?
Well, funnily enough, we do it similar to the previous lady. We've got a big family and we all have an agreed value, say $50, and everybody buys a present, wraps it up. We do the number system, and yeah, it is quite funny because some people really have a hissy fit when they don't get what they want.
Exactly, Sam.
So, what are the rules with the numbers? Can you only have one crack at either stealing or is that it?
So I missed the previous lady, what she does, but say if there's, like, we do have a big family, so say if there's 20 of us there on the actual particular day, we put numbers 1 to 20 in a bowl or something, and you pick out a number, so that number is the order that you go in. So really, ideally, you'd want to get number 20.
Okay.
So you get to choose from all the presents.
That's a great...
How did we turn Christmas into a game show? when did just giving a gift suddenly have to turn into a game show now? What, are we going to get a host?
Well, Christine is from Raymond Terrace. How do you do Secret Santa?
We have a $50 limit, and when you put your name in the hat or the box or whatever, you get to write 5 items that you would like to receive under $50.
Well, that's kind of cute.
Yeah. It gives you kind of an idea of what that person would like to receive.
Okay. Like that one. Thank you, Christina.
Well, nothing too secretive about that, is
no. You may as well just keep your $50 and go out and buy something for $50 yourself.
Thank you, Rosie.
Oh, well, that's not the joy, though. Look, you've still got to make the effort of going to buy it.
Tanya.
Just go on.
Okay.
Right. So I've written our names on pieces of paper.
Told you it's happening, whether we like it or not.
I've brought a Santa hat, which I need to go and get. So after this next break, we're going to do the draw and find out who we get to buy for.
Okay.
All right.
Have we agreed on a price?
Not yet. We'll do that in a minute.
Rosie, okay. Since when have you and I got to agree on anything, Tanya and Nick did on?
That's true. Okay, we'll do it next, like Tanya said.
It's like, we'll just go, what's the limit, girls? Not, oh, can we decide?
Beginning to look a lot. Now, we've just decided off air that we are, the four of us are doing Secret Santa. We've put a limit.
Tanya and EP Nicky have decided off air.
It's going to be silly presents and it's going to be $19.99.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Now, I've got my cute little...
Why are we wearing Christmas hats?
Yeah, I was going to say, why? You don't have to wear Christmas hats.
I've never been in any situation where we had to draw for Secret Santa and it's like, okay, put your hat on. Okay.
And Steve and I have the boy ones. We've got,
you've got green
and you've got red.
EP Nicky and I have red.
Okay.
The reason we have to wear Santa hats is because we're doing a Santa Secret draw.
Okay.
Right? So you take a
I've put four names in the bag.
Yeah.
Pass it on. I've just taken one.
Okay. You
take one and pass it on.
So are we allowed to say the name?
I think so.
Oh, look.
What were we saying?
Film me in this hat.
Nicky.
Here you go, Nicky.
Take one.
Take a name.
Thank
now.
You.
Wait, do we tell each other's name, who we're buying for?
Do we tell it or do we not?
I think we tell it. Okay. Just so we don't choose each other.
I love mine.
Do you?
Yeah. Mine's great.
Now, do you...
Oh, I bet I know who you've got.
Has anybody got their own?
Yep.
Oh, God.
I know exactly what to get me.
Do you must have your own then?
Yeah, I have myself.
Okay.
So, I'd just like
to... chuck them all back?
Everyone listening?
Well, this then is not working.
Oh. Everyone listening, you might want to go and get a copy.
Are we going to put them all back?
You have to.
Because this is going to take some time. Now, I assure you, don't you think for a second that we'll be going to the news until we get this right. So just join in.
Okay.
And this is usually, we do this off air, but it's much more fun to do on air.
All right. Okay. I'm mixing them up.
There we go. Probably, you know, the average are a bit low when there's only four of us.
Chuck me your name there, Tanya.
Here we go. Who have I got? Oh, even better this time round.
So has anyone got their own name?
I've got the same. Okay, no.
No one's got their own name?
No.
Perfect. We're done then.
Beautiful.
All right.
Okay. So what's the limit? $19.99
and it has to be a silly present.
Was that it?
Do we say who we're buying for?
I think so.
All right. Well, I'm buying for Steve.
Yeah! Tanya gets great presents.
Yeah, she does. She's not going to stick to $19.99. You know that, Steve.
No, I know. I'm going
to. She's getting like $100 worth of presents.
And we'll go to but they're supposed to be fun. She goes, oh, who cares? Is it great? I love it, Tanya. So I can't wait. This is fantastic.
Who have you got?
Well, I can already tell you, Nick, you're going to get $20.
Yes! Love that for me.
Nick, who have you got?
I've got Risey.
Oh, I know Nicky does give good presents too, which means Tanya's getting a $20 note as well.
No. Yeah. Do I get Risey?
You girls locked up. There's no doubt. You girls are so lucky. You're both going to cash up this year.
Probably get a message in a bottle full of sand. Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Look, I may be, because if you stick on the tradition of Secret Santa, and now that I have Nick, I don't know how much they are, but you know that a piece of the anatomy with little feet on the bottom when you wind it up...
Oh, you need one of those for your bedside table.
Oh, redraw.
No, Daniel, I think you've missed the mark.
Okey-doke.
And what the hell are you doing winding yours up? Next week you'll have one steam-driven.
Okay, Daryl Braithwaite. Apparently he's off camping. We're going to try and track him down and talk sunset sounds.
You'll need that, Nick. You're about to get married.
Oh, my God. Happy
save my life. Tanya and Steve's stuff we didn't get to.
I've enjoying it out the back of my place lately, mate, because I'm constantly hearing the ships coming in and out all time of night. Don't mind at all.
Mm-hmm.
Bothers Baxter. He's yelling at them.
Right.
Meaning, shut up!
Yeah.
And the headline this morning was, Bumper New South Wales harvest sees 35,000 tonnes loaded on the first shipment at Carrington, which explains why I'm getting all the ship noise and everything. So it's massive at the moment. Lots more ships, because you remember last week you said you didn't notice any.
I tell you what, 2 weeks ago we had family up from Sydney, and obviously what you do is you take them along ANZAC Walk. Who doesn't?
Absolutely.
And he's standing there going... But you said there's always, like, loads of ships.
Yep.
You call it Newcastle East. And I went, yeah, you're right. There wasn't one ship. That was 2 weeks ago. And yesterday at the beach, they were back.
Yes.
They were all back.
Literally the 35,000 tonnes and all that, so it's on.
Yeah. Mm.
Sometimes you can spot like 25, 30 ships out there.
Oh, why is he back? Like 10 years ago, Steve, there'd be 100.
Really?
Yes.
And pre-Pashabolka, you could hear them chatting.
Absolutely.
Because they moored a lot closer, and since Pashabolka, they set them away.
Out. That's why we can't see as many.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Steve's right. Once that Pashabolka,
they went further south.
How far do you reckon?
Further south and further out.
Okay, how far out do you think?
I don't know.
How far out can you see, like, a ship? Like, what's the kilometres?
Oh, goodness.
Would that be 10Ks or more?
I'm really feeling like I should just curl up into a fetal position and start crying.
Steve, how far is the horizon?
A long way away, Tanya, but we all know the Earth is flat. And if you get to the edge there, you fall off.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wonder, how far is the, before you get to that point?
There isn't actual, on a good winter, so you've got winter because it's clear.
Yeah.
You've got flat seas. There isn't actual how far you can see, but it's all determined on if there's swell, if there's haze, there's a lot of determinations.
Right.
But
okay.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's why when you're
at sea.
On
a perfect day, what would it be?
On the perfect day, we'd all see New Zealand if we were tall enough.
you wonder. When I lived in Perth, Rottnest Island was like off Perth.
Yeah.
And I think that was 21 or 22 kilometres. And on a super clear day with no swell, you could just see it as well.
Yeah, see, it's all about conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but when you're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and I mean the middle, you will see nothing at any stage.
That's my worst mind.
I know, it terrifies you, doesn't it?
That terrifies me, being in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'd be in a fetal position crying.
I know. We do that a lot, as you can tell on this show. Whenever we're a little bit puzzled, we just get in a fetal position and start crying. It works for us, doesn't it,
Dean? It so does.
Eventually someone will come and help. What you're describing is me in the middle of the desert.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd have more chance in the desert,
Isn't that fun? But see, I'm waiting. If I'm in the bush or somewhere like that, whatever, I'm waiting for an Ivan Milat to come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, you go worst case scenario, don't you?
Totally. Well, you know he's dead.
What's the worst case scenario for being in the middle of the ocean? What are you afraid
starving
of?
Starving to death and not being able to drink any water. Water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
Oh, absolutely.
I see you're both going for best case scenario.
And massive sea creatures that are yet to be discovered.
Oh, the Kraken! That's what you're afraid of, the big bloody octopus.
Most definitely.
Okay. Well, Ivan Milat, the big bloody Kraken. I think we're on even par here, guys.
Oh, when's holidays again?
Steve,
2 weeks?
Steve, you're so silly. We're scared of giant octopus.
Steve. See you tomorrow.